This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a lot of shows on Discovery Plus that Gavin refuses to watch. But that won't stop Katie from telling him all about them anyway. It's Reality Trash Talk with Gavin and Katie on The Wake Up Call.
60 days in.
60 days in.
A show too impossible to exist, yet here we are.
It is a show about how innocent civilians pretend to be inmates and go into a real jail for 60 days.
If I was a screenwriter and was pitching this to a production studio to make this movie, they'd laugh me out of the room.
Turns out you're wrong. Well, maybe your problem was you didn't take it to A&E.
No, that's it.
Now, they are filming everything going on in this jail under the guise of we are doing a documentary about first-timers, people that are in for the first time. And all the participants in this, the innocent civilians, they are all coming in as, quote-unquote, first-timers, okay?
Okay.
But they have to, because the staff at this place does not know that they are not real inmates either.
Right.
So not only do they have to have a backstory for the inmates, they have to have backstories for the COs and stuff too. So they go through training first, and they all are given backstories. Now we're going to focus on Robert today because he is one of the most insane people I've ever seen in my life, and I cannot, there's so much about him I don't get.
Now, is Robert the school teacher or yes. Paul Blart the mall cop?
No, Robert is the school teacher.
Okay, he's the one.
I can already tell you we're not going to ever touch down on Jeff.
Because that's Paul Blart?
That's Paul Blart. His real job is he's a mall security guard.
Okay.
He was only in for a week. Because as we talked about yesterday, an inmate named Ricky stopped taking his medication and punched him in the face when he was sleeping. And he said, I'm out of here.
I got to go back to the Galleria.
So, right. So there's not
the Hot Topic kids don't do this.
So we're going to talk about Robert. Now, Robert believes that prison is going to be an absolute breeze.
Because he's Dangerous Minds.
Kind of. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what do they decide to do? They decide to put him in the most violent cell block, which is 3D.
Okay, because this is apparently a game show.
Well, I mean, they wanted to give him a good experience. Okay. He wanted it. Now, Robert has already started screwing up. The second he gets in there, he instantaneously is drawing attention to himself. He is not acting like an inmate in any way
because
whatsoever.
He's not an inmate.
Okay, but he also isn't following any of the training that they gave him. Like, they told him, when you get in there, understand that, like, when people go in at first, they're very depressed. You need to act depressed. You need to don't make eye contact with people. You need to do this, that, and the other thing.
So what's he in there with finger guns and being like, hey?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The first thing he does, he walks in with his mat all rolled up. He's got toilet paper in there. He's got one towel.
Skipping.
In a jumpsuit, walks in, puts his mat down, and points to the TV and asks the guy, so do you guys get the NFL Network in here?
Making jokes. This guy's okay.
So the other thing that he does is it instantly screws up his backstory.
Oh, boy. And sits backwards in a chair and goes, I'm the cool teacher.
Right, yeah. Call me Rob.
Right. You see Dangerous Minds?
The inmates can smell it on him. Something is off.
Narc.
Okay? They think he's a narc. Mm-hmm. They think that he's a cop. Mm-hmm. But then they start talking to him about stuff and realize he doesn't know enough about the system to be a cop, so they can't tell what he is.
Mm-hmm.
But they do know that something is amiss. Now, this one guy named DeAndre decides to be friends with him.
That's nice.
And DeAndre's like shown him the ropes and stuff. Well, that pissed people off because it made them think that DeAndre was
also
being friends with a narc.
Okay.
Right. So DeAndre's eating his chow. Mm-hmm. Somebody just comes up behind him and punches him in his bald head.
What? DeAndre?
DeAndre.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for being nice. Just for being a friendly guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. So DeAndre gets clocked in the head because they're like, you're a snitch bitch. And he's like, I'm not a snitch bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Robert continues to be suspicious to everybody, but they can't quite put their finger on him. And at one point, he takes a towel. And in an effort to show, like, hey, I'm a bad dude. I break the rules. He takes the towel and puts it over a surveillance camera, which you can't touch the surveillance cameras. Everybody knows. And as he's doing it, these hardened criminals are going, like, innocent to proven guilty. It was jail. They're going, dude, you're going to get in trouble. Don't do that. You're going to get in big trouble. Well, they all knew going into this, you are going to be treated exactly like an inmate. If you break the rules, you have to be treated like an inmate because otherwise the staff is going to know something's up.
Okay.
So he puts a towel over it. What happens? He ends up getting put into solitary confinement for 30 days because that is the rules of this jail.
Okay.
So he goes into solitary confinement. What really ends up happening is he starts loving solitary confinement because he doesn't have to be afraid in there.
Wow.
So the second they go, okay, your 30 days is up. He called it a meditation retreat. He goes, oh, my meditation retreat is up.
What an a-hole.
He's such an a-hole. The second, though, this bitch, they go, okay, you're going back to Gen Pop. He goes, back to 3D? And they go, no, we're going to put you in 3C. And he goes, okay. Instantly, he starts having tum-tum trouble. So you see him laying on the ground
Solitary.
Oh, and it's like, oh, how interesting that Mr. Tough Guy jails so easy, finger guns. The second you had to go back, well, he apparently had quote unquote extreme constipation and had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's what happens when you clinch up because you're scared for days on end, Robert. It's funny. I just Googled images of this guy. That's him right here.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
This is Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
And what I love is that to prepare for his inmate persona, grew a goatee.
Yeah, because you know, bad boys.
Yeah, now I'm a criminal.
So he only lasted 30 days.
Oh, boy.
But nobody punched him in the head.
All right, hey. Well, listen, 60 days in is fun. Are we going to take a break from 60 days in?
We are. I think that we should go. Oh, I have another new show for you. Welcome to Plathville.
What is that?
It's about a family of kids that aren't allowed to be introduced to any, like, technology.
Like
nothing.
Amish kids?
They're not Amish. Their parents just are weird.
What?
106.5 The End.
106.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.